President Trump.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
Stunning.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right?
It's been fun. It's been great. I love you.
But come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. And CNN projects Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Just incredible.
It really is. I mean, if you really, you watch it from the beginning and you look at everything over the last, almost 2 years now, really, really, it's really stunning.
Even watching on 60 Minutes last night, I still was sitting back just going, he's the president.
He probably is feeling the same way. It's so amazing to look at stuff from even the day before the election.
Yep.
Now, it's so hilarious.
Justice and Drew, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. Special guest in studio with us.
Joining us now, lawyer extraordinaire, friend of the show, Jeff O'Brien. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So we were talking a little bit before the election, and we were kind of kicking around some ideas of doing a sort of Supreme Court preview segment or two based on who might win. And honestly, you and I were both sort of, at least I'll speak for myself, but it seemed like you were as well operating under the assumption that Hillary Clinton was probably going to win, and what the Supreme Court might look like under President Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's right. I was working on a book that's called The Burger Court and the Rise of the Judicial Right, about talking about some of Chief Justice Warren Burger, who was, FYI, from my alma mater, William Mitchell, and how he was in a liberal majority in the 70s as a conservative, doing what he could to try to stem the tide. And we were talking about that in the context of what's going to happen with a 5-4 majority going the other way, and what was Chief Justice Roberts going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Never.
And what role Congress might play.
Yeah,
in that
never having it on the radar that, Sam and John were right. You and I were wrong. Drew,
you could have put me in that montage.
Landslide.
So now we're talking about a much different landscape in terms of what's going to happen with the Supreme Court. We've gone from possibly shifting the court to the more liberal side, more expansive federal, you know, powers given to the federal government for the next 30 to 50 years to right. the very real possibility that by the end of President Trump's first term, it could be a 7-2 conservative majority.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy to think about that, but you're right. I mean, we know we've got Scalia's seat that yep. needs to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump has a list of 21
plus one. The latest one is Ted Cruz's name has been bandied about. Because as of right now,
please no.
Well, here's
sorry
the,
for anyone who likes Ted
here's
Cruz.
Here's the reasoning behind it. You know, right now the filibuster rule stands in place for Supreme Court justices. Harry Reid, of course, it went nuclear for lower court judges.
Right.
But it still stands in place for Supreme Court justices. So you don't have a 60 vote majority in the Senate necessarily. So one of the thoughts is that Ted Cruz, being, you know, a lawyer that's argued cases in front of the Supreme Court, there may be some impetus on both sides just to get him out of the Senate.
He's not very well liked.
No, he's not.
He's not very. We've heard reports from both sides, Republicans and Democrats, that say behind the scenes, Ted Cruz hasn't really made himself any friends. So the thought process is that they wouldn't filibuster a potential Justice Cruz because we don't have to work with him right. every day.
But we don't know if he wants the job. And I think, you know, there are 21 names on that list that I think are eminently qualified to be the next associate justice on the Supreme Court. And there's also even another, there's a Minnesota name, David Strauss, Minnesota Supreme Court Associate Justice.
Yeah, I don't want to run through the list because most of these names aren't going to mean anything to most people. But, you know, and I tweeted out a list. If you go to Twitter, use the hashtag TCNT, you can see where I tweeted out a link to the list of 21 names. So you can you feel free to go and look through them yourself. But highlights, who jumps out at you as, you know, if Donald Trump gave Jeff O'Brien a call and said, hey, Jeff, you know, I want to pick a bigly kind of huge name for my first Supreme Court nominee, who would you recommend?
There's a few on the list, Drew, that are sitting around that have been back to the Bush administration. Diane Sykes, who's a Court of Appeals judge from the Seventh Circuit. William Pryor from the 11th Circuit. I mean, any of these folks on this list would be a good justice. I mean, compared to what would have happened had the election gone the other way, any of these 21 people would be preferred for conservatives. You're not going to replace Justice Scalia. I mean, you may get someone that is similar to his philosophy, but the man was one of a kind,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to get that kind of a replacement likely. The more interesting part is once you get past and I think the Supreme Court was a bigger issue this time because there was an open seat, and you know, you're a poker player. You know how there's a little bit of poker, a little kind of gambling going on in this whole Supreme Court thing. You know, Justice Ginsburg going on record a few years ago saying, I don't think the Republicans are going to take back the White House, so I'm perfectly comfortable staying and not retiring, even though she's 84 years old, going to be 84 years old.
Yep.
And on Oops. The other hand, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley gambled on the on stifling the Merrick Garland nomination.
Right.
And it worked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you happen to catch any of his comments on a potential Supreme Court pick last night on 60 Minutes at all?
I saw a little bit of it. You know, they touched on the issues of the marriage case, and you know, I don't know. I think that it probably is that is settled law. Let it go. Walk away from it. The comments about Roe v. Wade, you just don't know what's the thing is. You have to have cases come up to them that they can take and
right.
hear. And I think the most likely ones that are going to come forth will get a Supreme Court case on the photo ID laws. You mm-hmm. know, the lower courts have been invalidating them. You might see one of those make its way up to the Supreme Court and have the Supreme Court speak on that, however they would speak. I think the Citizens United decision, which the Democrats always have been talking about trying to overturn, I think that one's safe. I think there's not going to be any Second Amendment cases at this point. And I think you've seen some of these states now they're talking about making their electoral votes go the way of the popular vote. I think we're probably going to see in short order a Supreme Court case determining whether or not that violates Article 2 of the Constitution that talks about, you know, the Electoral College. Who knows?
I can't imagine that that would. But again, I mean, I'm not a scholar in that regard, but I can't imagine the Electoral College going away in lieu of a popular vote. I can't imagine that happening.
Well, it's written into the Constitution, so it requires an amendment to take it away. So
how basically with what Trump can do with the Supreme Court, I mean, how many years are we looking at that it could, it could be this makeup of whatever he decides to do? How many years are we looking at that it would be that way?
Well, John, when back in during the New Deal era with FDR, and he appointed four justices, and it started to shift the court. You know, remember the court at one point was striking down a number of his New Deal initiatives to the point where he was going to try to pack the court and add additional justices beyond the nine. And eventually he did get some appointments and he filled them, and it moved the court over to the left. So a broader, more discretion given to the federal government. You move into the Warren Court in the 50s and 60s. And then, so you had a run of about 30 to 50 years. Because even with Berger in the 70s, what Chief Justice Berger would do is he would vote as a Chief Justice. He would, if he voted in the majority, he would assign who wrote the opinion. So very often he would vote with the liberal bloc, even though he disagreed with them, so he could assign himself the opinion and try to rein in the scope of what they were doing.
Wow.
And then of course you get in the 80s with Rehnquist in 86. That's when you start to see this shift towards more of a conservative, quote unquote, court. And so this was a 30 to 50 year swing going back to the New Deal days.
We only got about a minute left. I know I've seen a little bit of chatter online. Are there any machinations that President Obama could do in this period of time between now and the inauguration to get Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court and fill that seat? I know some people have been pushing for that.
There's some that have been pushing him to do like a recess appointment or appoint him, before he leaves office. Given his tone so far, I don't see him doing that. Okay. I just don't see him doing it. And so we'll see. You know, there's a rumor going around now that Justice Kennedy may be retiring after next year.
Yeah.
So that would change. He's been a 5-4 on something. He's kind of been the swing vote. And then you have Ginsburg and Breyer, 84 and 78 years old. So
lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, thank you very much for your
time.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Pete Hegseth on tomorrow's show. Don't miss it.
Also, David Gartenstein Ross on Wednesday.
That's right.
Open up the door. I'll get him myself. Do you hear me?